Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your ed tech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome to the Tech Flush. I'm excited as always. I hope you're excited too, because, you know, podcasting is just, I don't know, it's been an awesome journey. We're coming up on a year. Can you believe that the Tech Flush is about to have a year old birthday? It's insane. Just completely blessed, to be honest with you, to continue having this kind of passion. Grateful for the people that support me and allow me to be in this awesome setup. Just killer. So listen, today, not necessarily today, but this month, we got the month of May. We are so close. Summer is here. We can smell it. But listen, before we wrap up the school year, I want to share some of my favorite things that I've done through my journey this school year and through the Tech Flush journey. So take a seat, go mow your yard, walk your dog, all of those things that you may enjoy while having your headphones in. And let's get ready to walk down this path, because I think this path is going to be awesome. But again, I've said this before, I'm kind of biased. So let's check this out. So for this episode, this is episode number 22. We are almost into, it's just insane. Episode 22. So I want to talk about my favorite things. And for this episode, two of my favorite things, and there's no really rhyme or reason why I'm picking things in the order that I share them. It's just kind of what came to my brain and the thought process. So first and foremost, I want to share with you DFIT. Now I know DFIT is out there. It's in the world. It's in the teaching world. And we've heard of it. Probably have used it, maybe, maybe not. But if you haven't used it, check it out. The things that DFIT does is really just incredible. I mean, it really honestly can generate you a text from anything, a passage, from you typing in simple things to a video, to a link. I mean, it really is incredible things they're doing. And then even allows you to put things on a grade level. I think that's what really drew me to DFIT, is because as a special education teacher, I'm on a daily, weekly, yearly basis, I was having to work with students that really struggled to read on grade level. So what do you do for them? You're reading to them. You're reading grade level text. But sometimes those students need to read things on their own and read it on a level that they can understand. They need to feel success. And one thing that DFIT really got to my special education heart was that now I can take a passage and change the grade level super easy. Or I can generate a passage on a subject and make it on a grade level that I need for a student. I think that is just game-changing fun. Game-changing things for teachers, for students. I mean, it's incredible. Now, with this, with DFIT, you can also get not just the passage, but it gives you summary, gives you some good notes, it gives you vocabulary, and it gives you questions, and it gives you open-ended questions. It gives you all the great things, and it gives you a worksheet, Google Slides, you can import it to your classroom, a PDF. All the resources that you can get from DFIT are really amazing. I mean, it's awesome, the things that you can get from it. And so if you, again, like if you've not checked DFIT out, go now, okay? But before we get into our next thing, and still talking about DFIT, I want to talk about this their new piece that's come out, okay? So now, you know, as a teacher, I think even in this role, when teachers ask me, hey, I'm working on this lesson, can we create this? Or, hey, I want to co-teach a lesson. And even sometimes I offer, hey, listen, let me just come up with a lesson and teach for you, just to show you this thing that we're talking about, this program. And so, but every time I ask those questions, it's always like, what are we teaching? And what's our standard? What standard are we covering? And I think I know that's really important. We want to know, have a standard-driven lesson, a standard-driven thing. So that way students are learning what they're supposed to for the grade level and all those things. And what DFID has done has really come out with more standards-based passages, standard-based questioning. And I think this is huge. So for their standard base, we can create a passage based off of our ELA standards, our science standards, and our history standards. I mean, goodness. If that doesn't get you excited, I mean, I don't know what will. I just don't know what will, because this is how I feel. Oh, trying to be fancy. I got this board and, you know, Scott's giving me the power for all the buttons and the things. I'm still working on it. So let's try that again. So all these things with these standard base, this is how I feel.
It's go time.
I mean, come on. Like, honestly, let's get ready and let's get going on this, because now I can generate, like, I'm an instructional coach recently, and we're working on a science and history, kind of not, let's say, benchmark, but just kind of piling a bunch of questions and passages, right? So with that, we've gone in there for the science and history standards. We've picked our standard that we're wanting to work on. We create our passage, and then we're creating questions off of that. I mean, it doesn't take any time at all to create those, especially when you're looking at standards and going through that. Now, that's all great. That's all great to create a passage based off a standard, and we can find that. But I want you to really be, not necessarily leery, but thoughtful. I don't know the right vocabulary word that I'm trying to tell you, but just make sure as you're going through anything AI generated, especially here in DFID, read the passage. Make sure it's stating the things that you want it to. Make sure it's talking about the content that you want. I would not recommend creating something in here and then automatically just giving it to our students to read. You need to check it. You know, they talk about this 80-20 rule a lot, or at least the circle that I'm in. AI is going to do about 80% of the work for you, but the other 20% is where you're going in there and you're looking at the words. You're checking everything out to make sure it's doing what you want. And even sometimes these passages are awesome, or like, you know, we're going to talk about questions in a second, and it may do something that you like. But as a teacher, it's not the way you're speaking to your students. It's not the way you're, I don't know, handling your business. I don't know if that makes sense, but you need to make sure things are reflecting of you as a teacher. Okay. Now with DFID, we've talked about the passages, standard alignment with that, pulling that up, which is awesome. You also can have AI generated questions. Now, when you generate your passage, it's automatically going to give you three questions, multiple choice questions on your standard. Goodness, that's awesome. Unbelievable. And so now you can go in there, and when you go to the questions, there's going to be like a questions tab and a standards tab. You can click the standards tab now and pick more standards. Now, these standards that you're going to pick are not going to be your history or your ELA, your science standards. These are where you're going to pull in your ELA standards. So maybe some of your ELA standards talk about citing evidence, pulling background knowledge, all these things. So now we can create a standard based off my ELA standards for my science or history, right? Now, with that, that's awesome. We can also add a question. And with the add a question, you have four options. Just the different levels of questioning that you can do. And whatever level you pick, from the lowest to the higher one, now you can go through there, and it, once you generate it, you can, you know, one question, two questions, three questions, I think up to maybe five or six maybe. And so when you do that, when it generates it, it's going to have the standard written next to it for your main passage, right? So now you can see your questions are being pulled from a standard, your passage is being pulled from a standard, all those great, awesome things. But just remember, and we've already talked about this a little bit, make sure when you review those questions, your answers, make sure they're what you want them to be. Make sure they're aligned to that passage that's being pulled. Make sure that the way that these passages are written are appropriate for your students, appropriate for your how you're teaching and all those things. Just don't take the questions, put it into a quizzes, Google form, and say, hey, here's your quiz, take this, or here's your questions, let's work on this today. Check them, make sure they're doing what they're supposed to do. So again, if you've not checked out DiffIt, it's time. Go check it out. It's phenomenal. Now, the next one we're going to talk about is another fan favorite. It's been out there for a while. But before we get talking into that, we're going to take a little break because it's time for the Tech Flush Tip of the Day. Now, for this tip, it's not your typical like shortcuts or quick little things that we've talked about in the past. This is a challenge to you to try new things this end of the school year. A lot of times I feel like, especially in this position now, I'm getting a little more comfortable in doing certain, I don't know, activities, projects, those type of things that I think are beneficial throughout the whole school year. But sometimes teachers, and I was guilty as well when I was in the classroom, that we stay with our typical end of the year project because we know how to work it. We know what's going to come up. We've got everything ready for it, right? But my challenge to you these last couple weeks of school is to find something that you want to try. Find a project that you could incorporate in September of next school year, something you can incorporate in January of next school year, and put that into practice now. That way you're using that throughout the whole year. You're not just picking this project for one time of the year. I think a lot of times things that we do can be very beneficial and can impact us throughout the whole year instead of just this one time. So find something, find a new project, go out there and do something. So for example, iPads, and I don't know how other districts are. I don't know how other teachers are. These are just from my experience in my little world of the teachers that I work with on a weekly, daily basis, and iPads. iPads are great resources, and a lot of times we just use them in the classroom. Okay? So by using them in the classroom, we're really not using that iPad to the full potential. We know we can take that iPad, and we can even treat it kind of like our smartphones. We can take that iPad on a walk outside and be able to take pictures of birds, animals, trees, and we can create them a Google Slide or a Keynote or whatever you're using. You can create a presentation with that. Kids can develop more of the meaning behind their learning instead of drawing a picture, and they're just being more creative. And I say all that because here recently, I've got a first grade group of teachers. They're going on a field trip to the zoo. Awesome. But I was like, what are you going to do with the zoo? They're just going to go and maybe have a worksheet. And, you know, there's, I don't know, I say this kind of generic things. But I was like, hey, why don't we go out of comfort zone a little bit and let's work on an iPad. Let's set up a Google Slide presentation. We'll create the backgrounds. We'll create all the information that goes into it. And how about as they go through the zoo, they'll take pictures of an animal. They'll put some information in about it. They can take a group photo and just have fun. And then when they come back, now we can share those with everybody. And the teacher at first was a little leery, but the more we kind of talked through it and how fun it would be, and I would help them guide them through that process, she was like, yes, let's do it. I'm all for it. But you know what's even more incredible? I was going to do this with one teacher, one classroom. She went the next day and talked to her other three first grade teachers, and they're all on board. So, you know, yes, it is a little work on my part, but it's awesome that we're taking something and we're elevating it to the next level. We're really going to have a fun idea with this. And I think this idea of taking an iPad on an end of the year field trip is going to impact these first grade teachers for next school year. I think it's going to impact them in their thoughts for maybe a project when they do life cycles or the trees or the weather. They can go out there and take pictures of certain things and compile something. I think it's going to be just an incredible, incredible journey. So there's your tech tip of the day, of the episode. go out there and try something new. Do something that you would not normally do and see how it goes and see if you can really can use that idea, that go-getting aspect to use for next year. I think it's going to be awesome. And really work on that process instead of a product. I think there's another episode of their process versus product. Processes are awesome. That's where I think where our students need to be learning is through processes. But all right, so let's keep trucking. Okay. Now we talked about DFIT. Now with DFIT, I really want to pair with you another idea of this, another program. And some people call this app smashing. You can do this with all kinds of things. And this program really will pair well with, I think, anything. But we're going to talk about quizzes. Now I know both of these you've heard of. Both of these, I know quizzes that you've used them. People know about them. This AI, Quizzes AI, is unbelievable. I mean, if you've not used it, I don't know what to tell you because it is truly awesome. It really is.
Are you for real?
Yes. I mean, it really is. I would not lie to you guys. Now, that's kind of funny. I put that last second. Not that we need to know. I was hoping to keep a straight face, but that was fun. So the board, incredible. Listen, but quizzes, okay? So for quizzes, we can go in there and again, just like DFIT was, we can type in what we want and it's going to pull a passage up. Now, I've not seen anything in there that does standard-based things, but you could type in a standard. I did this the other day for a math, for a fourth grade class. I typed in a math standard about shapes and it pulled up a quizzes on that. So it's not necessarily linked inside of quizzes, but you could type your standards in there. You could type in the information and pull a quiz from that. So it's creating it instantly for you. You know, we could create one live on this show within 2 or 3 minutes and have a quiz ready for you. I think that's incredible. Now, again, remember, this goes back just to that same conversation that we have with DFIT. Yes, quizzes can create this unbelievable quiz for you in minutes. But go back and check it. Go back and see what's going on and just make sure it's what you want it to be. Okay. Make sure it's saying the things that you as a teacher need and it's not saying something off the wall because it can happen. It can happen. It probably will happen. So just expect that. Now, also in quizzes, you know, we can upload YouTube videos. We can do URLs. We can do PDFs. There's an extension that you can put on your Google Chrome. So when you're on a website, you can, on YouTube, you click the extension and it'll make you a quiz from there. You don't have to copy and paste anything. It's just really incredible. Now with that, also there's an app. Who knew it? Yeah, there's an app, but there is an app for everything. And this app, oh goodness, this app is insane. The other day I was talking with a teacher and I took the app. I didn't even have it downloaded. I knew about it, but that was silly. But I downloaded it in front of this teacher, took a picture of her quiz over or a worksheet over this story that they were reading. There were some multiple choice questions. And within 5 minutes of downloading it and taking a picture of this worksheet, I had a quiz for this teacher. And it's unbelievable how fast things are. But again, it's just like I've told you this now, like the third or fourth time I'm telling y'all, and I tell this teacher the same thing. Make sure you check it. Make sure you check it for authenticity. Make sure you know it's correct. Make sure you check all of these things. So make sure you do that. Now, with quizzes, yes, the AI part is awesome. But the more I dive into it, what I really love about quizzes is the accommodation part to it. And this goes back to my special education heart. I really had a hard time with some students like reading things. They didn't want it read to them. How are you going to meet their accommodation of read aloud? How are you going to, they needed modifications on their test. How are you going to do all these things in a quick and timely manner? Because those things take work. You know, teachers would have to give me things a week in advance or more. It just really makes it hard. But what Quizzes has done is they made that a little easier. So we can go through there and you can link it through like your Google Classroom. If you do the paid version, you can do it through your Schoology or any other LMS you've got. But you can go through there and you can set up accommodations per student. So I can say, hey, Johnny's going to get read aloud and his test need to be modified to where he only needs 2 answer choices. I've got another student, Sally, that is maybe is dyslexic or maybe just has a vision impairment to where she needs her font different. And I can go through there and I can set up all of these things.
So every time a student logs in for my class, for my quizzes, those accommodations just happen. Like, are you serious? It's unbelievable the things that are happening with quizzes. I just, and especially when I, again, when I think about my special education kids, I wish this was around, and I feel like quizzes needs one of these. I mean, it is unbelievable that now we can just reach out there and we can support students. Just super cool. Now there's other fun things in quizzes you can do. You know, you can make the quiz be written as, again, what is it? The popular person now, Taylor Swift or George Washington or whoever, or the president of the United States, and you know, all those things. You can do all that. So but again, be leery of what it does, what it generates, and go back and review it. Go back and check it. Make just have that mindset. It's going to be wrong sometimes. So I think y'all have enjoyed. I think we've got some good stuff here. I think we've talked about some really good content. We've talked about Diffit, generating passages, and all of those things. Questions and multiple choice, open-ended. We can change their grade level. I think all those things have just been really good. I think y'all need to check those out. And quizzes, it makes things a lot easier. Really adds that fun gamification to it. And you can have some fun with it. And it, oh my goodness, and it hits that special education heart of mine. Goodness, like if you've not checked it out for your kids that struggle, that need read aloud, that need different font, that need different answer choices, that's like a stop. You've got to check it. So get out there and do it. And remember, even though it's the end of the school year, don't take the easy way out. Let's try some new things. Get it there. If you got iPads, take your kids, do something. Be creative and try that creativity for next time. Try it in August, September, December. Just don't keep your special projects for one time of the year. I think we got to get out there. And again, we may talk about this later in the year, but product versus process. What are we working on? Okay. So check those out. Now listen, remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Josh_Moore65. You can follow the show on Twitter X at the Tech Flush. You can follow us on the website at bit.ly/TechFlush. And you can listen to this podcast on all the platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, and the bcstechnology.org website. So check it out there. Now, listen, I really appreciate you guys. You guys have been awesome. I know we've got some good followers out there. So, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow. Do all those things. Leave a review. I mean, just incredible. I'm so excited to be talking to y'all again. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And until next time, I hope you have a good one. See you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.